since last week the accommodation centers are closed and people they are moving back to their own places. So life is coming back to normal, but for most of these people with destroyed houses, lost fields, still in extreme vulnerable situation. Also, early last week, the government of Mozambique lifted up the institutional red alert. But for us, this doesn't mean that we don't have still appealing humanitarian needs that at least requires our attention.
What are some of the health situations that people are dealing with right now? What are the main concerns?
The main concern today is to help the Mozambican Ministry of Health and the health personnel to return on their normal health services. Hopefully, at least in the affected area of the floods, we had no outbreaks. So even if we are quite concerned, because the last week our medical teams they were witnessing increased number of severe malaria cases, this is somehow stabilized and we are still concerned about malnutrition. But I would say that going back to providing normal health services, it's a big challenge for a system that it was weak. Today, most of the health staff in the area was affected by themselves, spending some days and weeks living in tents or in the open space on the camps. So today, having the services be provided, it's a real challenge.
How are you accessing the people? Are you going out to where they are, or are they able to come to some of your health facilities?
SMSF, we start our intervention, I would say, in an early stage. We focused in one of the towns affected by the floods, the chocolate town in the health district in Gaza. People, they were coming to the clinic. They were coming to the clinic, and it was, I would say, quite dramatic in terms of numbers. Although the first days we started with 100 or 200 consultations, very soon we reached almost 1,000 consultations per day. People, they were very keen on seeking themselves for health assistance. In other places where they were the big accommodation centers, one of them, for example, in Tsekelane, an area where there were more than 100,000 displaced people, they were set up some health facilities by the local Ministry of Health. So I would say that the big concentration of displaced people, as well as the fact that the water stayed high for a long period of time, the strategy was to set up fixed clinics. Now we are running a couple of mobile clinics with the local health authorities, trying to see the health situation of the people as they move back to their communities.
You mentioned that malnutrition was a big concern. How many people are we talking about that have this situation, and what are the age ranges of the children?
Actually, we do speak for two phenomenon. One is the chronic malnutrition. People, they are exhausted. People, they lost big part of their belongings, including their food and seats. So nutritional programs, they are still going on in the affected areas, and especially in the Chokwe town. The government of Mozambique, with the support of World Food Program, they keep doing food distribution. When we speak for concern regarding the under five severe malnutrition, today, the MSF team is based in the rural hospital in Chokwe, and the main cause of hospitalization is severe malnutrition on the pediatric ward. That hospital that still we are struggling to recover, it was able to start only beginning of March, and already by today is running above its capacity, at least on the pediatric ward. It is not easy to speak for numbers today. Actually, what we are looking forward is an increased epidemiological surveillance in terms of looking the situation of these children back in the communities. But what is worrying for us is that the numbers that we see that they need hospitalization are steadily above what we used to see even a couple of weeks ago.